Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Brother Willie J. Hunter with KSK Radio Station. We're live once again, giving God the glory, speaking to the entire world. There is none like God through Jesus Christ. And tonight's a good night. I got a person here that'll come on the line in a few minutes, going to talk with us. But in the meantime, I want you to stay ready. And I want you to go to Psalm 119 and watch what God has to say to us. Not only that, we go to Psalm 120. And I will say to you, I will lift my eyes unto the hill, which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. Since God has made the heavens and the earth, it is incumbent upon you and I, my beloved, to remember God is still great. I love you. And listen for just a moment. Go ahead. And tonight is just a night that I just want to say to hallelujah to the Lord. Because I got some people that's supposed to come on and praise God. See, I'm still having a problem with learning my computer. I got a young man here from, he's from Kenya. No, he's a good man. He's got a young lady he loves very much. He's here, and he's an explorer. He's an engineer. You know what an engineer is? They make things happen that don't happen, make it work and when it works. And that's the kind of man I thank God for. But I wanna speak, and we take this song I got, Take Me to the King. If it will play, he'll play God. Amen. But there's no God like our God. And I'm not going to hold a lot of people up, but we're going to let it play. Okay. See, that's good. I knew it was something. All right, now the music is playing now. While we're doing that, because I don't want to hold y'all up.
No, that's fine. I'll show you how to do this.
See, I got two of them over here. See, two dogs. Oh. I got two computers.
I see.
An old one and a new one.
Okay.
And I'm going to get rid of that. Getting a new wife, I'm going to get rid of it.
All right, so, see, I'm going to show you this right here.
Okay.
All right.
What did I do wrong? Did it unplug right here?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In the back, back there. In the back. This is Brother Willie J. Hunter. Someone was on the line with me. Please call back. I want to talk with you. God bless you. Just have to begin. Tell her what I'm saying. What I'm saying that you want to say.
Oh. I'm just
okay.
All right, so see, whenever this come up, I'm going to click right here on desktop. Oh, it's a press release, too.
Yeah.
Oh, you're all high tech.
I told you, homeboy. All
right, check it out. Whenever you want to go to Skype, you want to go back to the space, so always get this button right here. It's Windows button.
Okay.
So click on that button one time, and bring all this up. So you can go to Skype right over there. Just click on it one time. Stop it. Click on it again. Do it twice.
That was wrong. YYCP.
2, 3, 4.
R. Oh. And hit enter.
Oh, so what is it actually?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Oh, this is like me. It's different.
Yeah.
No, let me show you. Add your Microsoft account. Maybe to the job. Okay. How do you log into the computer? Where's your computer log on?
That's the whole question, sir.
So let's do this. Let's look at this right here.
Email address.
Where do I do
email address?
WillieJHunter@yahoo.com.
Add your Microsoft account. Okay. You have a password?
WJ Hunter? Yeah.
That's what they.
I don't know. That's what they put in there.
Do you know what the password is?
No, I didn't put it on there, but he was Hunter.
That's what it was.
Again. Well, praise the Lord. From whom all blessings flow. Much to be said, much to be done.
What is Jay?
I don't have that phone. So, hold on, we've got a lot to do. I got to plan this one to come to God and give him the glory. I know it, but that's what they said. Try to see it's Willie Hunter. That's what Willie Hunter. Yeah. Gmail @gmail213. Password.
Just the high photo.
This is Microsoft Server. Microsoft at home. Anything there? Anything else? What's there? Okay. Yeah. Will it get on to Yahoo.com? Okay. I'm a male. You talking? I want that bill of sale right now. Huh? That's been deactivated. How do we look up?
What is that bill of sale?
Yeah.
Fine. Got to set up.
Okay.
Will it? Well, it's going to work. You know, some probably has really high
tickets. Yeah.
You know, we'll try that. Phone number.
832-242-8661. Sir? No, you want my cell phone number? 832-242-8661. 10-10-45. Bill. Okay. That's a relationship. Did it do it?
You're gonna find out, man. Look, you have more time to get to me. What's up
with
that, yo? You
don't have to. Is that gonna
stop us all? We'll have to sign up a new one that's not the same. Not the new J Hunter.
Okay.
Dr. Hunter.
Speaking.
This is Sister Smith.
Yes, Sister Smith. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Well, tell me something good what you're talking about.
Well, I tell you, what is there to talk about today? Nothing but the good news of Jesus Christ.
All right. Praise God.
Yes. Amen. The good news of Jesus Christ. Who is the good news? Jesus Christ himself.
Amen. Today has been a blessed day for you, I can tell you.
Yes, it has. It has been a blessed day in the Lord.
Amen.
I couldn't have asked for a better day.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
One of the things that we come, I just got a few questions. I got some, you were going to be, tell us who you are and what you plan on doing. Let's do it that way.
Okay, well, I am Carnita Smith. I am a on fire for the Lord. I am a mother and a wife, mother of three boys. And I tell you, I've been blessed to steward a ministry called Heart to Heart, a ministry for women. And we are a small group, home group, Bible study, discipleship ministry. And we discuss issues that are pertinent to women's lives that we have the most struggles with. And we walk through the Bible and see what the Bible teaches us on those particular issues. And we have been doing this for 10 years now. And I'm just excited that the Lord saw fit to allow me to be able to steward this ministry. And we've got three locations that we do this, and they are going strong. So that's what I do.
Praise God. And
now, as far as going forward, I thank God for you to have allowed us to be a part of your radio ministry, and this is a new beginning for Heart to Heart. to be on the airwaves to where more lives, women and others, can be touched by the word of God, that souls will be delivered, lives will be changed, minds transformed, and that they would have a heart for the Lord and they would just fall in love with him.
Well, praise God. Well, let me say this to you. You mean you have a lot of women that you're in contact with. Are their lives being changed dramatically or just being changed?
Yes. I do have a network of women that have not only come through heart to heart, but have crossed paths with me. And I just thank God, and I just allow God to use me to make an impact in their lives in a small way or a large way, whether it be a one-on-one conversation with them or a study with them, and just showing them love in a way to where I don't judge them, I don't make certain comments to them about the way they may look or the way they're living or the way they may talk. I just show love toward them, and that's the kind of love that God gives us, is with what I show them.
Amen. Well, you know, one of the things I take notice of is that if we live in this time frame we now live in, we thank God for everything. One of the things I have, go ahead, man. Go ahead. You can wait on this. 7705.
Yes.
One of the things I will say to you, I've been to a couple of your meetings, and I noticed that God touched those women. Tell us about some things those women used to do.
Okay. Well, one of the things that I've come to understand, and when I was starting the ministry off in the beginning stages, I didn't fully understand with what or how God wanted me to roll out this ministry in which way. I was like Abraham. He gave it to me,
uh-huh.
And he told me to just walk. Walk and just follow him and trust him. And
mm-hmm.
I did that. And it started with just doing it in women's homes. And now we are consistent in their homes. And we talk about issues that are concerning us as women as a whole. And we struggle with so many things. We're bound up with so many things that affect our lives that come at us, from wives to single women and as a group of women. And so we have just been so filled with the Word of God and with the Spirit of God in areas such as forgiveness, such as pride, things that cause us to not be fruitful in doing kingdom building and drawing other women into or to God by way of
uh-huh.
us. And so this is with what we talk about. And so many women miss the beauty in small groups, and they have a hunger for that, but they don't know where to turn or how to seek out small groups that are fully operating within the city of Houston, and not just Houston, but abroad. And we are just one out of many that gather like we do in an intimate setting, something that is very heartfelt, and, of course,
right.
the ministry name being Heart to Heart, a ministry for women.
Right.
But
right.
not only that, we draw into the hearts of women.
Right. Well, listen, I have a lady on the line with us. She wanted to ask a question and make a few statements to you. Are you there on the line with us, sister?
Amen.
Amen. Are you there, sister? Hello?
Hello?
Well, go right ahead.
Yes. So I'm just very filled with God's love and his faithfulness to be able to impact women's hearts. And, again, I say hearts because I believe that's where it starts, Dr. Hunter. It starts in the heart of a person. And when women have been broken or have been mistreated, that have been lured away or misconstrued to some degree, then they don't know where to turn, so we find ourselves turning to men. And we turn to them for the very things that we need to look toward God for. And then yes, sir.
Let me ask you this. Well, and since the women from heart to heart, how do we invoke men into doing what they need to do since they are supposed to be the ones who can be in charge of and do what God say do?
Well, one thing that we know Scripture says that we are to walk holy before our husbands and before others who may be single. Now, specifically for wives and husbands, we are to just walk holy before them, meaning live a set-apart life and express or exercise the love that comes from being a wife. Order for the husband to turn toward God. And in order for that turning to take place, the wives have to be faithful in exercising the very kind of genuine love and respect that we are to do toward our husbands, and be prayerful in that, and praying for them to have a hunger for the Lord, and not just a religion, but an intimacy for the Lord. And it's not easy, because I'm in the midst of doing that for my husband, and I see the hand of God moving in his heart daily. And we've been married for some time now, and I didn't understand the principles until I had to spend time with Christ and devotion with him and get into his word and just cry out to him in prayer and then allow him to use me. And I think that's a part of a lot of women who have a desire to want to be used by God, but because of those fruit that we don't allow to take shape in our hearts, then it's hard for us to really allow God to use us in a mighty way that our spouses would turn toward God. And those are the things that we talk about, that we allow the Scriptures to just breathe upon us and show us what needs to be worked out of us. And, of course, yeah. I'm talking about the fruit of the Spirit, those fruit that need to be worked out of us.
Uh-huh.
Well, but now, as a single woman, we just continue to draw into the Lord and hunger for him and allow our eyes to be allow the cloudiness of our eyes to go away. In ways of that would be reading the Word of God and being in prayer and fellowship with other women who have the same like-mindedness that you do. And that is so important for a lot of women to be in the fellowship or in the friendship with women that are walking a walk or journeying as you are or as we are. And that is a Christ-like life. And that's so important. And you'll find yourself gravitating toward them, and younger women gravitating toward you, because they're all seeking and they're searching for the Lord, but they look for that in a woman who is living a holy life or a life set apart from what the world is living.
Amen. Let me see if I can bring another lady in here, if she desires.
Amen.
Would you desire? Hello. Prophet, are you there? Hello?
Can you
hear me? Yes. But I was trying to get another lady
that's
been
okay.
calling me.
Okay. That's okay.
But you know, okay. Well, I know one of the problems we have in Houston by me being here.
Yes, ma'am.
A lot of Ma'am?
God bless. I can hear, but I can't
praise
get
the Lord.
Hallelujah. I can hear you. I'll get cut off again.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Well, we hear you fine.
Amen. Well, bless the Lord. You can continue. This is good.
Oh, praise the Lord. Well, yes. What were you going to say, Dr. Hunter?
Y'all go right ahead, and you let me talk for a moment or two.
Amen. Well, yes, and this is Providence.
Yes, let me ask you a question.
Yes, ma'am.
I heard you talk about Abraham. When the Lord gave you this ministry.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you just get up right away like Mary and just went on to be about the Father's business, or did you tarry with it? How did you go ahead.
Yes, I honestly tarried, because with my character and my personality, I wanted to make sure that I didn't just dibble and dabble in anything that was placed upon me to do. I knew that it was God tugging at my heart because of the way he handled me. He kept sending young ladies or women to my desk at my office, and they would ask me questions concerning certain issues in their lives. And the only ways that I knew how to answer them was from a biblical perspective. And so I knew at that time he was starting something with me. And when people kept telling me, you need to do a Bible study, you need to do something, and I said, no, that's not something that I can do. But once I started spending time in his word and started praying the word back to the Lord and started seeking for his small voice, his still voice, through my Bible studies, through the radio, and my own personal time, and spending time with my mentors, and that's how I knew he was continuously calling and pulling on me to do that. And once I got an assurance from the Lord, then that's when I started walking in this calling that he had on me. And I did tarry with him, honestly speaking, I did. But once I knew for sure, without a shadow, I knew at that time it was time for me to walk, just go.
Amen.
And when I went, then more blessings started to show forth. They started to come.
Amen.
And it was my faithfulness and his faithfulness together is what brought manifestation.
Amen. I bless the Lord. I tell you, I bless the Lord. I can feel the anointing.
Amen.
Father is so powerful on your life. I'm really sitting here in tears.
Wow. And I tell you.
And I promise you I am.
Amen.
Because your testimony and how you're getting started, you know, and I'm asking you questions because I know God has put on my heart so dear. You know, and it is, it's a sense of fear, you know, of going to do things right, pleasing to God. But he just said, if you just step out, I'll do the rest.
Yes.
So I'm hearing, and I thank God for this show tonight, because he has called for a greater work. And and I'm about to put a woman's conference together. And I'm like, I don't know how to do this, you know, but I just thank God for you. You just step out and do it. He told me, you know, once I step out, he's going to put everything into play. So, and I just bless the Lord for your obedience and you stepping out. It's just it's for me to move forward.
Amen.
One other question I do want to ask you, how do one get in contact with Heart to Heart Ministry?
Okay. Well, there's a couple of ways. There's the website, and you can Google Heart to Heart, a Ministry for Women. That's the name of the website, Heart to Heart, a Ministry for Women, just the way it sounds, and .org. And you can contact me via the phone, and that's 832-291-6955. And I'm the director, Carnita Smith, C-A-R-N-I-T-A, Smith, S-M-I-T-H. And that's the phone number to the ministry. And the website, again, is Heart to Heart, a Ministry for Women. .org, and it will take you straight to the website if you put that in the Google search engine.
Amen.
And you made two points that I wrote down, and I tell you, starting something that God has placed in your bosom to carry out for His greater purpose and for His glorification. Edification. And you said one fear, which I experienced, and the kind of fear was a childlike fear, not
yes.
fear of something that is going to attack me
yes.
out of devastation. It was a childlike fear, like a child who's lost their parent in the mall, in a store. And they're not, and the parent's not far away, but the child got caught up under the clothing racks, and they came from out playing, and they can't find their parent. So they just stand still out of fear, looking for their parent. That childlike fear, that type of fear I did have because one, I did not have a teacher's education. I didn't teach at HISD or any of the school districts or anything like that. I come from a background of retail management and now administrative work in the medical field. So here I am stepping out into something that I did not qualify myself to do, but God knew I was
yeah.
qualified. And so that childlike fear allowed me to cleave to Him, only Him, because I totally depended upon Him to instruct me to,
yes.
to the very detail of how, where, and when, all the way down to the very hour of time and day, and how frequent He wanted me to do this. So I listened very intensely for His direction. He did that with Moses when they came out of Egypt. And they started building the tabernacle in the wilderness. He gave specific instructions on how He wanted it, varied from the length to the height to the very products to be used. God is very detailed.
Yes.
He wants that out of us, but we have to listen. And we have to, and then you said the greater work. The greater
yeah.
work, and any time we are stepping out, it is a great work for us.
Yes.
May not be for some, but he has to make sure that we are faithful with a little bit before
yes.
we can become greater in something else. So when we take with what He has placed in our heart or in our vision, as a vision to carry out, such as your conference, then when you sit and listen to Him, spend time with Him, and just write down the very things that He gives you in from the color to the idea to the how it's going to carry out. How do you want me? I asked Him, Lord, how do you want
yes.
me to carry this out? What do you want me to do, Lord? I don't know what I'm doing. I was honest with Him. There was no reason for me to try to come to the Father, you know, in a way to where I thought I had it all hooked up. Or no, I came naked.
Yes, amen.
In an illustration-wise, I came naked because I wanted Him to totally show me. Go before me is what Moses said. You go before me. I don't want to go unless you go before me. So show me how to do this. And I didn't want to continue to wrestle with him in or carry or, you know, not listen to him. So I did that in the very simplistic way as a little child.
Yes, amen.
And so when and I just believe when our hearts are so tender toward him in instruction, in direction, in guidance, then he will speak to us in such a beautiful, tender way to where it will just bring tears to your eyes.
Yeah.
And I know that's how he operated with me. And I just believe that is his tenderness, that is his love for us, that is just how he wants his children to be with him.
Uh-huh.
And when we can give him that attentiveness with a tender heart, oh, my word, he will move in such a mighty way. And so definitely.
Amen. One of the things, sister, I know some more people out there listening, but I want to dig a little deeper. Since women control the universe from the biological standpoint, and the women seem to get in contact with God faster than men do, what do we tell these men as they come along? How can we help them to come along better?
Well, Dr. Hunter, it boils down to this. When men as a population, as a gender, can realize that pride, arrogance, envy, those things that keep us from totally, keep them from totally surrendering to God. And when they can allow that wall of self-centeredness to be torn down and allow the tenderness of their heart to just bask in the presence of God, meaning they just cry out to him with hands lifted, and they do not care what anybody says, what anybody sees. They see themselves in the presence of God, that they would be made a new man, that their hearts would be tender for him, and they will surrender all of that stuff that keeps them built up. I believe the men of God would be mighty in a way to where they would lead, in a way to where God will be able to use them to raise young boys, disciple young boys to be godly men. It starts with the heart. And when men can realize that they don't have to be ashamed, they don't have to be afraid of what people say, think, or do, that their only mission is to surrender it all to God and allow God to use them for his benefits, not their own. For his benefits. It starts in the heart. And as long as hearts are... Yes, sir.
So your key word is it starts in the heart.
It starts in the heart.
Okay. And what if the heart is polluted?
If the heart is diluted, the Bible teaches us that we have to get right. We have to want to be right. We have to have a hunger and a lust for the Lord. And if the things around us cause us to be distracted by getting right, how do I get right? Seek after him.
Mm-hmm.
Seek after the Lord. How do I seek after the Lord? How do I do that? How do I go about it? It's simple. It's easy. Deny yourself. Deny your flesh. And go after him. Deny the things that distract you from seeking after the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Put the TV down. Turn the TV off.
Get off the internet.
Yes, turn the TV off. Get off the internet. turn the secular music down or completely off and allow 30 minutes to an hour, whatever is comfortable for him, to spend time with the Lord. That is the nugget. That is the key, is fellowship with the Lord, with intimacy, expecting to receive.
Do you agree with that, Pastor?
Amen. Amen. And I also want to add your mindset. You know, your mindset. You know, you got to have a made-up mind. And once you have a made-up mind, you don't have any problem walking in humility of submitting yourself total to God's authority.
Amen.
You know.
Amen.
And the same, Minister Carnita was saying to me, you know, it's humbling yourself like a little bitty child. You know,
Amen.
He's our Father, and that's what God wants us to see. Not only is He our God and our Creator, but He's our loving Father. You know,
Amen.
And how would you come to your Father? You know, and then a lot of people will say, well, I never experienced a Father. Well, that's what God has humbled Himself to be our Father. He wants you to experience a Father's love.
Yeah.
You know? And a lot of us are fathers and mothers, you know, the same way we expect for our own children, you know, to come to us, you know. Mommy, Daddy, I want, can I have? You
Amen.
Know, I need.
Amen.
It's all about humility. And that's the thing. All about humility. You know, God, I loved us so much, He put Himself in the most humble place that you could ever imagine. He was born in a manger, you know, where the animals, that's where they feed at, you know. And if God can show us that He can humble Himself to cow maneuver and God knows what else was around, horse maneuver, what have you, well, who are we?
Yeah.
Who are we? You know, Jesus could have been born in the palace. But God said, no, let me show you. I'm humble too. He says, I'm lowly. I'm meek. Learn of me. Learn of me. And that's the thing, the key thing, is that we need to learn of Jesus. And when we learn of Jesus, we will. Trust me. We will walk in that humility because we want to do what's pleasing to the Father.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, there are many people in where we're sitting at. We're in Texas, season and Georgia, some to New York, all over. So our word to get out is to get as many as we can to come in. The word says, go ye therefore and tell everybody.
Yes.
So how do we go and tell everybody if we don't have the right mobility to do it?
Well, Dr. Hunter, go right ahead, Proctor.
Okay. Go ahead.
I was going to say, we have the right mobility to do it. God has blessed us to have so many avenues and venues to be able to get the word out properly. And when you have technology that's growing hourly and you have mouths and hearts that are on mission and you have churches with the doors open and you have Bible studies and small group studies and Sunday schools or adult Bible classes ready for discipleship, it's so much available to us to get the word out, and even in ways we haven't even thought of. But it's the heart and the mind of a person that is willing to tap into those vehicles in order for them to be washed, purified, so that they could be made whole. But they stand back for whatever reasons they have. And that's why the work is so plentiful. It's so plentiful. But the workers are few. But thank God for technology to where we can't walk as far as we would love to walk and go into mission fields as our hearts desire, but we have internet, such as this ministry,
right,
to be able to reach people in vast areas that we can't even imagine. But God has an amazing way of moving the word and putting motion to the word of God through efforts such as the prophet, doing conferences such as small groups, heart-to-heart, such as KASK Radio, and so many others.
Well, I want to reach and tell the untold. My whole objective is, it's not about me, it's about what God needs to be done through mankind. If I can help somebody, I want to help him. But if somebody wants to be helped, they want to get there, you're going to want to get up. I mean, you're not going to use all my strength to get you up. I will say, here's a rope, let me pull you up. But if you don't want to come up, am I going to let them stay where they are?
Well, if they don't want to come up, then what does the Bible teach us? What does the Bible teach us? He said he left the 99 to go get that one. And he says that we are our brother and sister's keeper. So if they don't physically want to come, then how do we encourage them to come? Well, I believe the most powerful vehicle that we have is prayer. So if my brother or my sister does not want to come, or this young lady or young man does not want to come physically, then I'm going to pray them. I'm going to intercede for them to come. And I allow God to do the rest.
Go ahead, I'm listening, brother.
I'm helping. The more we pray for young people or lost folk or brothers and sisters who may be in a backslidden state or a carnal-minded state, we pray for them and build them up, and we encourage the others through prayer. Such as myself, I have a couple of co-workers that I'm praying for. So how do I impact their lives? By maintaining my lifestyle as a light, Christ-like follower. And when times come and opportunities present themselves, I find myself witnessing to them in the lunchroom getting coffee.
Right.
He opens up little doors for us to be able to do that if we would just walk through them.
Amen. Well, you
and
know what,
I,
my sister? Amen.
Yes.
What I'd like to do for the next 15 minutes I got, I'd like for us to have a prayer by each one of y'all, and we'll close it down for the night because God has been good. And Corinthians,
amen,
this was for you. We opened up the line for you. We prayed about it, and God said, do it. So we do it. And this lady that I wouldn't do know more about her from back there in Georgia. But what I want to do now is I want one of y'all to lead some prayer. And when you finish one, finish praying, another one, and we will close it out, okay?
All right. Prophetess, you want to go ahead and start, and I'll finish. And I do want to get in contact with you. Please contact me.
Amen.
Go right ahead.
I know we are of time, but I got to hit and miss just a little bit. You know, the question.
I can extend it. Go ahead.
Amen. Thank you.
You can go ahead and do it, okay? I'll give y'all in charge. Y'all in charge. Go for it.
Amen. Because one thing we have to understand, you know, you said how we reached it. And tell the untold, reach the lost and tell the untold. We got so many different avenues, you know, that we can use. And Minister, she already touched on it, you know, about the different technologies that we have. And we got to take the opportunity to use whatever tool that God has given us.
Mm.
You know, but the thing is the love and the compassion. That's what makes you do what you
Amen.
Do.
Amen.
If you don't have love and compassion, you can't do what God has called you to do. You're
Amen.
Gonna sit down. You know, and another thing, you know, you said, how do I pull my brother or sister up, you know, when they didn't want to come? Well,
we
just plant that seed. Another man walks, God gives an increase. And, you know, even you talked about it, Minister Carnita, is that, you know, they come in the cafeteria, break room, what have you, and they find themselves asking you questions. But it's because of your life. It's your life. You know, and that's the thing. We gotta let our light shine.
Amen.
In Romans, to offer ourselves up at our body is a holy living sacrifice. There's acceptable service unto Him, and that's what we do. We just continue to let our light shine. No, they might not want it, but we're gonna still say, "Well, thus said the Lord," and then it's gonna seek in. They might not use it at that time. But trust me, that word is going to come back to their memory. Well, she did say this, and he did say that. Let me go back to them, because once, I promise you, once God allows us to give somebody a word, believe me, they're going to be tested at that same exact thing that God allowed us to minister, but they didn't want it at that time. But they'll come back, or they'll find somebody else that will water that word. And that's the encouraging thing, you know, is that we might not always see people's deliverance, you know, but know that seed has been planted. And that's the most important thing. You know, we continue to have the love. With love and kindness have I drawn thee. And that's what it is. It's the love. You know, we got to love people out of that place. Then we can offer Jesus to them. Who wants Jesus when they've been beat down?
Yes.
And they're being left on. Amen. The heart to heart. We have to nourish people back to their full potential. Mm-hmm. And when they see, this person is really living this lifestyle, well, guess what? They want to serve the same God you're serving.
Amen.
But it's through the love.
Mm.
The love is what's going to get these people to turn themselves around and to go and do the same thing for somebody else, pick somebody else up.
Yes, and I believe that very thing. You are so right. It definitely starts with that. I mean, how better did God put that? You know, he loved the world so much that he did what? He gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And, I mean, that kind of love. He gave it. He sent his son, Jesus, as you said, in a manger, little bitty baby in a manger, and gave us his son. And for us to have eternal life, for us to come to him. And it does. It does start with love. And you are so right.
Amen.
Well, I thank you. I thank you for those comments. I thank you for sharing this time with me and for us to just pour out of our hearts that others would receive him as a newness of life, as a love that they would cleave to.
Yes.
And so we'll just go right into prayer, and you go ahead and start, and I'll conclude.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Mm.
Father, we just worship you. We just adore you, God. We thank you for your presence, Father, because we truly can feel you.
Mm.
You said, well, two or more were gathered in your name, and you would be in the midst, Father. And we just say, Holy Spirit, we just welcome you. We just thank you for showing up, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, it was with your love and kindness that you drew us. And God, you said in your word, if we don't love our brothers and our sisters, Father God, that we don't love you. So, Father, let us love. Give us deep love right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. It will draw your people, Father God, closer to you. Allow your people to have a relationship with you, Father. Lord, you said, for be it one soul be lost. And, Father, we love your people so much that we would show them, we would give them love, we would love them. You said in your word that you would meet us at our need. So, Father, we love them even right there where they at, Father. And, Father, we just thank you that you would give us the patience to endure, you know, Father, because sometimes, you know, our patience is short with one another. But God, you give us chance after chance after chance.
Yes.
And Father, give us that same kind of heart that you have, that we would give people chance after chance, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, that's what's going to win souls to you. It is the love, God. And Father God, we thank you for heart to heart right now. Jesus, Father.
Thank you.
I ask you to continue to use Minister Carnita, Father God, in a mighty way. I ask you to continue to strengthen her, God. God, I ask you, Father, that she won't get weary in well doing. Father, you said shall reap the good of the land, Father, if we don't get weary. So, Father, I ask you to continue to strengthen her right now. God, I ask you to download her in the name of Jesus. Dr. Hunter, it's a lot of interference. But, Father, I just thank you right now that you still can hear this prayer and nothing just this prayer from going forth in the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
Father. Now, for using her for your kingdom, for your glory, Father God, continue to instruct, continue to direct, Father God, continue to strengthen, to encourage, Father, just like, you know, sometimes you have to encourage yourself. And God, I just thank you now in the name of Jesus that you have to, sometimes you said the joy of the Lord is our strength. So God, I just speak joy, joy, joy down in her soul, the joy that the world.
Hallelujah.
Not take it away. Father, the endurance, Father God, to continue to do the greater work you have called us to do. And Father God, continue, Father God, to connect right minds, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, to connections, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, that we may do the greater work, Father God, that you have called us to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, continue to download, God. Father God, continue to strengthen him, Father God. Continue to allow him to walk in humility, Father, to do the greater work. Father God, I ask you right now to give him endurance, Father. I ask you to give him patience. You said implore patience, God. So God, I pray that he will implore patience right now in the name of Jesus. But these things stressful or hard, God, you would make it easy for him, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, I just right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray for that lost one right now that's under the porch right now, in the name of Jesus, that can hear, Father God, in the name of Jesus, the love that God has for you. Your soul is important to him. Mm-hmm. He loved us that he gave his only begotten son. Too hard for God. Nothing. Too hard for God. Nothing. He's in that place that you're in right now. God is pull you out of that place. Sometimes you feel like you in the pit and nobody's with you. But God said he would never leave you nor forsake you. It's your time to come home. God has arms open, extended to you, and he's welcome to you. He says, come, and I will give you rest.
Hallelujah.
Him tonight in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, we just pray and we just thank you for doing it. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Father God, we just exalt your holy name tonight, Father God. We just pray that someone will just cry out to you, Father God, for deliverance, Father God, for a blessing, Father God, for healing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We so love you, Lord, and we just exalt your holy name. You are our Father. You are our God. Oh, and you are so omnipotent and mighty and powerful, Father God, and we just bless you by the fruit of our lips, Lord God. We lift up holy hands to you and just reach unto you, just saying, holy, holy, Holy Lord God Almighty, Father God, just rain down on us, shower on us, Father God, breathe upon us, dear Lord, that we would be delivered from the things that are that keep us in bondage in the mind, Father God, in the soul, Father God. Father, there's someone that may be racked with pain, dear Lord. Just deliver them, heal them, Father God, from that pain. Bid it your will, dear Lord. But if it's not your will, dear Lord, use them to minister to others, Father God, through their pain, whatever it may be. Father God, allow them to be a light to the nurse, to the doctor, to those that come by. Father God, give them a joy in their hearts that just ministers to so many that come around them, dear Lord. We just exalt you, and we just thank you for the mighty works that you are doing in others, Father God. And we just know that the kingdom is going to be built, and it's going forth, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, just build up the weak, Father God, and strengthen us, dear Lord, to continue to run and not get weary. Dear Lord, to fly like an eagle, Father God, that your word would just prosper in so many ways, dear Lord. And we just thank you for what you're doing right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for this ministry. I thank you for my sister who led the prayer, dear Lord. Continue to use her and show her with what you have for her to do, dear Lord. She is your earthen vessel, dear Lord. She is your daughter, and you have given her the ability and the wherewithal to be able to take the vision that you've given her to a whole nother level, dear Lord. Allow her path to cross others, dear Lord, for this conference to take flight. In the name of Jesus, dear Lord, and we just thank you for what you've empowered her to do in her heart, dear Lord, and that is such a blessing to be able to do the things that you have called us to do, oh God, and we just exalt you. We just love you. Father God, just forgive us for the things that we thought about that weren't right, dear Lord. Forgive us for the ways that we acted that didn't line up with you, Lord, and forgive us for the things that we've said that just didn't praise you, Lord. Please forgive us, oh God, as we lay our hearts down, dear Lord, at your feet. We just exalt you, and we just love you so tender, oh God, because you've given us the same love. Lord, we just pray for those that don't know you, that come to you in the pardoning of their sins, that they would just ask that you would save them, Father God, that they would be children of light. They have come out of the dark, dear Lord, and that they surrender to you, that they would want to be saved, Father God, that they come to you asking for forgiveness and repentance of heart. Oh, Lord, just clean them with hyssop, Father God, that they would turn away from the old ways of doing things and the old mindsets, oh God, that they would just cleave to you and run to you with joy in their heart. Oh God, we just thank you and we love you. We glorify you all the days of our life, oh God. In Jesus' holy and wonderful and matchless name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we exalt and we lift you up on high is our prayer. Amen. So that concludes our program for tonight, and I pray that we meet again on KASK Radio. Thank you. And good night.
Amen. God bless.
Amen.
Good night.
Well, make sure you contact me because I don't have your contact information because I do want us to talk.
Amen. And I share.
Thank you, sis.
You're
God
welcome.
Bless. Bye-bye.